to yet another time of broadcast and what God has revealed to us in our lives, even as we battle with COVID-19 in Nigeria. So Let the Bible Speak is a sponsored broadcast of the Church of Christ Kado. The Church of Christ Kado currently meets in individual homes as the pandemic is threatening to overwhelm our communities. But we thank all of you for staying at home, maintaining social distance to prevent the spread of the virus. We appreciate you, beloved listener, for not bringing this dreaded disease into your home and your family. May God continue to protect you and your family in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Church of Christ Kado meets 100 meters away from Polaris Bank on Efaba State Road at Life Camp Junction. After the lockdown and we are able to meet face to face, we can share together like before. And we encourage you to check us out at Life Camp Junction. Before the situation normalizes, please contact us with the following numbers. 090-771-62877. Again, 090-771-62877. Then we also have 080-6041-1389. Again, 080-6041-1389. And lastly, we have 080-3382-4662. You may check our broadcast up on Facebook on Church of Christ Kado Annual Bible Lectureship page. You can request for copies of our broadcast using the numbers already given to you by either requesting by SMS or by WhatsApp. My name is Abiodun Adegoroye, and with me in the studio are two of our evangelists, David Apata, an evangelist with the Church of Christ Kado, our sponsoring congregation.
Good morning, beloved listener. May your day be richly blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we also have Felix Ekpeyong, the servant of God, serving as preacher in Masaka.
Beloved listening friend, good morning.
Okay, so before we go into today's exciting study about the works of the Holy Spirit in our generation, please join us in a word of prayer.
Gracious Redeemer, we exalt your name, we praise you for your faithfulness, your mercy upon us. We thank you for your revealed word, which is able to guide us in the path that will lead us to blissful eternity. We thank you, O Lord, for this broadcast. We thank you for our nation, even in this time that we are faced with the corona pandemic. We pray, dear Father, that you bless our medical practitioners, all those involved, grant wisdom and save us from all of this. We pray, dear Father, that you be with us and guide us in today's broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Beloved listener, this is Let the Bible Speak. And if you have been following our series on the Holy Spirit, we hope that you will allow the truth of God's word to dwell richly in your heart in order to provoke you to submit to obey the will of God for your eternal salvation. If you are a true seeker of Christ, who is the truth personified, then you have to choose him and his words. And rather than just listening or hearing alone, which is futile, you need to learn and live the truth being spoken from the word of God about the Holy Spirit without allowing your feelings or prejudices to derail you from the truth, because feelings are no substitute for truth. Truth is truth, even when no one believes it or likes it. Now, today, we welcome you to Let the Bible Speak, and our topic today is how the Holy Spirit speaks to us today. It is very common here in Nigeria that whenever there is a trending event or something about to happen, many acclaimed men of God are always eager to say something that God has allegedly told them, probably to increase their popularity with the uncritical public. Now, while we are struggling with the present pandemic, the coronavirus, some prophets, so-called, they have attempted to predict and have failed miserably concerning the time the disease will end in Nigeria and probably even in the world. How can they see it? How can they see when it will end when they did not know when it began? We saw a publication and video on the net where a so-called prophet tried to defend his failed prophecy and he added salt to injury by committing blasphemy against the Holy Spirit when he alleged that the Holy Spirit may have misled him, insisting that the prophecy he released is what God told him. It's unfortunate because we know that God doesn't lie.
Of course.
Neither does he confuse human beings that he created. But he's always trying to guide us to the truth about his words. Let the Bible speak from Numbers chapter 23, verse 19.
God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not fulfill it?
Mm-hmm.
On verse chapter 23, verse 19.
Thank you. The scripture in many passages reveal a God that never lies.
Praise God.
Titus chapter 1 verse 5. You say never lies. And who cannot tell lies? Hebrews chapter 6 verse 8. The Hebrew passage says it is impossible for God to lie. Yet a so-called prophet says that God told him to tell a lie concerning a pandemic that the whole world is experiencing with a lot of publicity on it. Maybe he just wanted publicity and knows that we are in an era of grace when false prophets are not stoned outside the city for delivering a false oracle.
May God have mercy on him.
Amen. Shame on those who follow man rather than God. Some of our religious leaders are afraid to come up with the direct predictions heard from the Holy Spirit for fear of failure in their predictions. If you are sure that the Holy Spirit is still speaking to you directly, why not come up with your prophecies and be seen for what you are truly? Dear listener, will or can the Holy Spirit mislead anyone? Of all the true prophets of God that emerged in divine history, both written and unwritten prophets, has it ever been heard that any of them was misled by God to speak what did not come to pass? Have you not heard that the only impossibility with God is that he cannot lie? Let the Bible speak from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16 to 18, please.
For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God, determined to show more abundantly to the heir of promise the immutability of his counsel,
confirmed
by an oath, but by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who has fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16 to 18.
We can trust God.
Amen.
The Spirit ministered to me is a common catchphrase today. People use it so carelessly that it has lost its biblical meaning. When a person says the Spirit ministered unto him, he's saying God spoke to him directly. Many mistake their thoughts and their ideas or opinions to mean that the Spirit ministered to them. So they declare their thoughts as if it was the word of God. God has already said that his thoughts are not our thoughts. Neither his ways our ways, as declared by Isaiah the prophet. Let the Bible speak from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than
and
your
thoughts.
Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 to 9.
People need to differentiate between their thoughts and God's word. Peter recognized this. So, as moved by the Spirit, he wrote that anyone who speaks the word of God must speak as the very oracle of God.
Amen.
Let the Bible speak from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracle of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God might be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
From the Greek, the word oracles of God means an utterance of God. This means that if any man speaks or teaches, he must do it as the oracles or the very words of God. It must be the pure word and oracle of God. No one is permitted by God to speak concerning him without following what he has revealed in his words. The Holy Spirit has already moved men to write down everything that pertains to life and godliness, including the will of God for our lives today. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and 21. Now, note the perfect tense in these passages. In the first century, there were prophets who had the special gifts of uttering God's word directly as God was revealing his will and word. But we do not have this gift today, since the word of God has been completely revealed and documented. Today, whosoever shares God's word must be careful about what he says and how he says it, and all must conform to the written word of God. We no longer depend on direct revelation from God to know his will, as was in the first century, but we depend on the written or revealed word as scripted in the Bible. In fact, if we are getting new revelations today, I would have wanted to find out between the ages of 12, 13, 14, and 30 years, we don't know anything about Jesus. The Bible did not reveal it, and nobody can tell us that this is what is happening, unless he's a liar. You see? And that's why nobody can tell us that.
Of course.
Now, some claim that the Spirit ministered to them in their dreams. We all dream dreams, and some are good dreams, while some may be bad dreams or nightmares. Some dreams come as a result of what the individual is worried about or what he has been thinking about during the day. That is why some people dream about those they are interested in for marriage. Dear listener, if this is what you refer to as the spirit ministering to you, then you are sadly mistaken. Some dreams come from malaria attack, where there is increased cerebral activity.
Of course.
But this has nothing to do with God speaking to you. This was the attitude of the false prophets in Jeremiah's days, who relied on their dreams to deceive people. This was the word of God that came to them through Jeremiah. It's applicable to those who cannot separate their dreams from the word of God today. Let the Bible speak from Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 15 to 17, verse 21 to 22, and verses 25 to 32. Let the Bible speak.
Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of Gihon. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, profaneness has gone out into all the land. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own hearts, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. I have not sent this prophet, yet
they ran.
I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have torn them from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 15 to 17 and verses 21 to 22.
I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, said the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, said the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, said the Lord, who steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, said the Lord, who use their tongue and say, he says, behold, I am against this who prophesy false dreams, said the Lord, and tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit these people at all, said the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 25 to 32.
Dear listener, does God still speak to us today? If he does, how does he speak to us today? It is very clear from the scripture that God no longer speaks to us through miraculous prophecies and revelations now that we have the complete Bible, the complete word of God. This is captured in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 through 10. Let the Bible speak.
Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 to 10.
Thank you, beloved listener. That was 2,000 years ago, thereabouts.
Of course.
So if you wake up today and say, the Lord spoke to me, we are permitted and even required to ask you some questions. Number one, when did he speak to you? Number two, how did he speak to you? Number three, what message did he give you for us that he has not given before?
Yes.
Number four, how did you know it was the Lord that spoke to you? You know, Satan has transformed himself as an angel of light. People are still believing him. Number five, if the message he gave you is different from what he already given the world, is God telling us by this action that the Bible is not a complete revelation, and that there are still things he needs to reveal to complete the Bible's message? So, number six, are you going to put this new revelation down and add it to the Bible? If not, why not? Let us state here and now that God has warned that lying against the Holy Spirit is a sin that will not be forgiven, as captured by Luke chapter 12, verse 10. Let the Bible speak.
And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him.
Mm-hmm.
But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven.
Okay.
Luke chapter 12, verse 10.
If that thing that the Lord told you is not found in his revealed word, the Bible, then it means that God's word is incomplete and we cannot trust it, or maybe you are telling a lie.
Of course.
But thanks to God, because he has already revealed to us that his word is completely revealed.
Amen.
And he also told us from whom we should trust to tell us what he has revealed. Let the Bible speak from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
As his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
Thank you. If the word of God is true, then anyone that says today that God has spoken to him or her is telling a lie.
Of course he is.
Or this particular scripture that says he has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness is not true. But God is neither a confusionist nor a liar. The scripture says, let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Now, how is the Holy Spirit speaking to us today is the question. The Hebrew writer pointed out that God spoke to his people using different media at different times and periods. But now, under the Christian dispensation, which is the last age before Christ comes again to judge the world, God has taken a different and last method of speaking. Let the Bible speak from Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he has made the world.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 2.
Thank you. The Bible here clearly affirms that God spoke to people in different ways in the time past, but in this last dispensation, these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. Notice the contrast between the language God spoke and has spoken. The perfect tense is used when the verb or action is past event with continuing effect or with present effect. If you ask me if you should bring food to me and I say to you, no thanks, I have eaten, it means the food I ate is still working.
Of course.
And I don't need to eat at the time you are asking. In the patriarchal and Mosaic dispensations, God spoke through visions, dreams, through prophets who received direct revelation from God. But in these last days, that is the Christian dispensation, God has changed his method and the medium of speaking. The passage says that he has spoken through his Son. Dear listening friend, God himself is declaring that he is not speaking through any other medium, including any other human being, but only through his Son. On the Mount of Transfiguration, God has ordained the medium which he will speak by differentiating the medium which he spoke in the past, and now the one is going to speak in the present. Let the Bible speak from Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 to 5.
Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
Hear him.
Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 5.
He just said, hear ye him. Moses and Elijah represent various media which God spoke in the past. Moses was representing the law, the first five books of the law of God, in the Old Testament. Elijah
represents the prophets,
all other prophetic books that are written
in
Malachi. Now, God is saying he is no longer going to speak through them, but only through his Son. Hence, he says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. See, Jesus Christ will not remain on earth forever. He chose and trained men, the apostles, who will carry the gospel to the whole world. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to remind them of what he had taught them and what he had given them while on earth. Let the Bible speak from John chapter 14, verse 26, and John 16, 12 to 14.
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
Amen.
John chapter 14, verse 26.
Thank you.
I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Mm-hmm. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All things the Father are mine.
Yes.
Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15.
Thank you. Now, Jesus, they promised this one.
Of course.
And he kept his promise.
Of course he did.
Dear listener, notice here that the Holy Spirit was to remind, to teach, and to guide the apostles into all truth. Not some truth.
Yes.
Since the apostles will not live forever on earth, being humans, the Holy Spirit guided them to write all the truth revealed to them by the Holy Spirit, which is what we have as the Bible today. The Bible is the work and product of the Holy Spirit, which is the all-complete and all-reliable, all-sufficient revelation of God unto salvation.
Amen.
This is how it is rendered in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Let the Bible speak.
All scriptures is given by inspiration of God,
mm-hmm.
and is profitable for doctrine,
mm-hmm. yes.
for reproof,
mm.
for correction,
Amen.
For instruction in mm-hmm. righteousness. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 3,
wonderful.
Verse 16 to 17.
The Bible is clear.
Perfect.
Anybody who claims that the Spirit ministered to him and what is ministered to him is not in the Bible, then he stands accused because he's blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Let the Bible speak from Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 6 and 8, I think.
But
8 to 9.
But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you, other than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
Mm.
As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 to 9.
Thank you. The Holy Spirit speaks to us now from the complete word of God, the Bible.
Yes.
The Bible is sufficient. It offers what all Christians will need for every good work. If what the Lord told you is already written down in his revealed word, then you don't have a new message and he didn't tell you anything. If it is slightly different from what is written, then be afraid, for God says you stand accused, or you stand even accursed. Many do not know or believe that Jesus is still speaking to us through his words already revealed. They want to be a part of the people that God is still using to reveal new things. They are 2,000 years late. God has already revealed those things and the people that we should listen to, who will give us his words. God gave these men credentials and signs so that people will know that they were the messengers of God.
Mm.
Like Moses, whose miraculous signs overpowered the magic of Pharaoh's magicians, the signs and wonders that accompanied the apostles' message cannot be replicated by today's so-called prophets. None of these new prophets or disciples can actually heal. Their shadow cannot heal any sick.
They cannot.
They can't even raise the dead. Chapter 5, verse 15, Acts chapter 19, verse 12. You see the apostles doing a lot of things. Their shadows, and they were able to raise dead and so forth. But these people cannot do it. They cannot heal those who have polio.
They can't.
And straighten, public figures with these non-illnesses. They
can't
heal them.
They can't.
Acts chapter 3, verses 6 to 10 tell us how the apostles did that. The Hebrew writer said it more clearly. Let the Bible speak from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 to 4.
How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
Mm.
It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard. While God also bear witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and gift of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 to 4.
Thank you. Here the Holy Spirit says that people should not neglect what has already been given to Christians, which God confirmed as his word, with the signs and wonders and miracles done by those men. I remember one notable miracle done by Paul in Acts chapter 20. A young disciple and Christian, Eutychus, he fell from an upstairs window, having fallen asleep and died, probably with a broken neck. Paul went down and fell upon him, and embracing him said, "Do not be troubled, for his life is in him."
Amen.
And life came into Eutychus.
Praise God.
There was no drama, no shouting, "In the name of Jesus," seven times,
etc.
There was nothing like that. This is Acts chapter 20, verse 10. Listen, friend, you must realize this vital truth.
Mm.
God's revelation is complete.
Perfect.
God is no longer speaking directly to anybody except through his words, which he has already given us. It is in line with the completeness of the revelation of God's word that Jude penned down an awesome confirmation and admonition.
Praise God.
In Jude 3, as he was guided by the Holy Spirit. Let the Bible speak.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude verse 3.
Once delivered. Dearly beloved, looking at the original text in the Greek, the definite article preceding faith, that is the, points to the one and the only faith, the faith. Behold, there is no other. Jude says it was once delivered. It has been delivered, not being delivered. Today's apostles are false. They cannot reveal any new thing as God has spoiled their show with his word. The scam of the Lord spoke to me about has destroyed homes and happy families. The church has been turned into holy shrines with native doctors now wearing suits and carrying Bibles in briefcases.
May God have mercy on them.
Amen. People no longer have the patience to listen to the truth found in the undiluted word to set them free from sin. Will you go scot-free for leading people whom Christ died for away from Christ? Know that a day will come when you will give account for all you have said and done.
Mm.
Let the Bible speak from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 and 11.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 to 11.
The scripture contains all truth, and anyone in search of the will of God concerning his or life should go to it. Because God's divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. 2 Peter 1, 3. Mm-hmm. There are different ways to which people respond to truth. Some only like hearing the truth, but they do very little or nothing about the truth. This poor attitude towards the truth has made many to actively or passively reject that truth revealed in the word of God. God, however, said, do what God's word says. Mm. Don't merely listen to it, or you will fool yourself.
Mm.
If someone listens to God's word but doesn't do what he says, it's like a person who looks at his face in the mirror, studies his feature, goes away, and immediately forgets what he looks like. However, the person who continues to study God's perfect teachings that make people free and who remains committed to them will be blessed.
Amen.
People like that don't merely listen and forget.
That's true.
They actually do what God's teaching says.
Praise God.
James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. This is Let the Bible Speak on Radio Power 100.5. We appreciate your staying with us every Sunday from 7 to 7:30 a.m. Please obtain a free copy of this broadcast and other broadcasts by contacting us with the numbers given: 090-7716-2877, 080-604-11389, and 080-3384-662. These numbers are equally on WhatsApp. Until next week, same time, may your week be virus-free.
Amen.
Please stay at home and keep safe.
Mm.
Wash your hands frequently and keep a safe social distance. From all of us at the studio, we say,
have a wonderful week.
And a COVID-19-free week. Amen.